Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Alive. everyone, and welcome to WGGM Radio. I am your host every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. This is Messages of Light. Today I have a very special guest all the way from Ireland, and she works with miracles, angels. She guides people. She really gives them roadmaps. She's had a lot of miracles in her life happen, and I'm very excited to have Ruth Mooney with me all the way from Ireland, and it's just a blessing because she's had so many things in her life happen that are just touching and amazing, and, you know, I'm just so blessed to know this beautiful lady. So with that being said, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Again, that's 347-237-5339. And our guest is Ruth Mooney. I'm going to bring her live to the show now and let her talk a little bit about what she does, what her background is, and she can tell you how to get a hold of her, too. Welcome to the show, Ruth. Are you here, Ruth? Okay, for some reason, we are having problems getting Ruth on the show. I will try to cue her up again and see if she comes on. And if not, we'll go to another really quick commercial break and be right back. So maybe she's rebooting here, and we'll try to bring her right back on. Actually, that's what it looks like she's doing. So we're going to take another really quick commercial break and come right back. We'll be right back.
Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting, reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com. Cultivate your spirituality with visionary practices of a higher nature in your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy, Yusui Reiki, Amadeus Shamanic Healing, Karuna Reiki, Celtic Reiki, and many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. Attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable, very accessible, and very interesting. Go to http://empower-u-academy.org. That's empower-u-academy.org.
Hello, and welcome to Alive to Thrive. My guest today is Lynn Klippel, who has had...
Good evening, everyone. My name is Radio.
Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting, reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com.
What do I smell?
Ooh, do you like that? It's a new aromatherapy oil I just got from Young Living. It's called Clarity, and it's really great to improve and promote mental alertness, especially if you're tired or drowsy.
Yeah, do I need that? Let me see the bottle. Wow, it's got basil, chamomile, cardamom, geranium, bergamot.
Yeah, and rosemary, lemon, ylang-ylang, peppermint, jasmine. Whew, it smells divine.
Boy, I want some clarity. Where did you get it?
I got it from Your Natural Alternatives. All you need to do is go on the internet to tinyurl.com/aromayl. That's tinyurl/aromayl. Ordering is simple, and it's delivered right to your door.
Got it. tinyurl.com/aromayl. Thanks.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as...
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the...
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Blog Talk Radio.
Is that you, Tina Marie?
It is. How are you doing today, Amanda?
I am doing just great, Tina Marie. It is awesome to have you on the show. We're having some technical difficulties with the previous guest, so I thought, well, we'll just turn around and have a show with you on it. Maybe you can tell everybody a little bit about what you do.
Oh, my goodness. I've been doing this for... close to 30 years. I'm a psychic medium, and a clairvoyant. And also, hand-in-hand with that, I've had a paranormal team for many, many, many years, have done many hundreds of paranormal investigations, private resident to businesses all over the United States, presently in Florida. And let me tell you, it's so beautiful in Florida right now, Amanda. I wish I could just put you on and bring you down. It is a proud day for me. It's gorgeous.
Wow, I would imagine. Well, that's good. So you've been doing this for a number of years, and you're also a part of the paranormal team. That's exciting.
Yeah, I founded one 28 years ago in Cross City, Florida. It was called Dixie Boo Research. And then now that I've been living up here in North Florida, we've had one for 3 years called Gulf Coast Paranormal, and very busy. We stay extremely busy. We try to educate, I prefer at my age now to be doing residential. Not that we don't do commercial or bigger things, but I prefer just to go in to residential around our area. This way we can educate people so that they're not so fearful. You know, try to tell them what exactly going on. You know, if we get the evidence and the information and it collaborates with, you know, my feelings or thoughts, that's when we really know that that is more or less what's going on in their location.
Perfect. That's really wonderful. And you get a lot of calls with that, I'm sure, you know, just bringing in a lot of education for people regarding
Absolutely.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, we've tried to do a resource for years. And, you know, you and I have been on Greater Good Ministry Radio for years together. You know, your show was, we were on Mondays, you know, for years, right after each other. And you know, now I'm over on the Psychic Radio Network, also with Greater Good Ministry Radio. But you've been such a foundation for Greater Good Ministry Radio, Amanda. You know, everybody, you've been there for a long time too, gal.
We both have been there for quite a while, absolutely.
All right. How's the weather up there in Missouri?
Oh, our weather is nice. We have some sunshine, too, and we've got great weather. It's actually been warmer instead of cold, but I know last week we had some ice as well.
Ooh, y'all be careful up there. And if you ever get tired, come on down. We've got all the spring breakers, all the young people up here having fun at this particular time, and I'm just so grateful that they are having decent weather, you know, because I'm going to tell you, old man winter didn't want to let go this year. Not
yeah,
at all.
I would imagine so, and I'm just glad that you've had some nice sunny weather coming in and some nice stuff coming in. That's great. We do have one caller we could take. It's an 818. I'll try to bring him through. Hello, 818. You're on with Amanda and Tina. How are you? Okay, they left us, so we'll just keep going. The call dropped.
It's all right. You know, Blog Talk Radio does have technical issues at times, Amanda. You know that. And so for anybody out there listening to the program today, you know, Amanda, you're on every Monday at 11 a.m. Central. So, you know, don't give up on Greater Good Ministry Radio or Amanda. Please check it out as soon as possible. And, you know, Amanda, you've got a lot of great archive shows. You know that. So if people can't, you know, get into the show today, they can pull up your archives to listen to some of the wonderful guests that you've had on your program, plus listen to how good of an intuitive psychic you are, Amanda. You know, the first thing I thought about this morning was, I just wish you truly, you know, you're so humble. When you get my age, you know, you just try to hold on to being humble. But a lot of people really need to know how intuitive you are and how special you are working in spirituality work and light work. You're a gem, gal.
Thank you. Well, you do very good at giving it straight and telling people what they need to know right offhand, and you just give it to them. You're just very quick and factual, and I know people really enjoy that, just the fact.
Well, you've got, you know, there's that saying, some people have couth and some people don't. I only got couth to a certain extent, and you are just like a fine, fine wine. You stayed just consistent. Very proud of you, darling. Very, very proud of you. And you know, a lot of people, you know, you've got two specials going. And have you told anybody about them today?
We haven't gotten around to that yet, but we're doing back-to-back specials together. Why don't you tell people how to find you?
All right, hold on. I'm working on it as we're talking. Boom, chicka-wa-wa. You know, then come on over to my site, www.misstina.com. And Amanda's going to be doing the same specials that I am. It is $35 for 20 minutes, and the other one is $50 for $30. And how can people get a hold of you, Amanda? It's very important because, you know, Amanda, you are just so time-giving to other folks. And, you know, it isn't what I want. It's called the universe. It's called, you know, the creator. It's called everybody that respects you and works with you. We truly want to see you fly. Not that you haven't been flying, darling, but we want you to soar. How can people get a hold of you to have a personal reading with you?
They can find me over at Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L, or they can email me at starwea@hotmail.com. You can also call 301-748-1090. So, Tina, you have some shows that you do, too. Why don't you let everybody know when your shows are.
All right. I did cut back on my shows. I'm doing them now at Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 11 a.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio, the Psychic Radio Network. And it's called Today's Psychic for Today's World. And, you know, because I'm going to tell you, you know, we do, Amanda and I, and a lot of the great individuals that we also work with over on Greater Good Ministry Radio, we try to do our very best to stay balanced and help free, personally, as many people as we possibly can. And I also still have a Monday night show, Monday or Tuesday night, over there on Greater Good Ministry Radio at 7 p.m. Central. And, you know, it depending on scheduling and stuff like that, and that is Psychic Tina Marie. And it's a paranormal show and a psychic show. It's just about spirituality. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of people over on Greater Good Ministry Radio, it's just been an honor to work with so many beautiful, educated, well-rounded, smart individuals that we do. And, I mean, can you throw the names out, a few? Naturally, we have the founder. You know, you have Barbara DeDozier. A lot of people know her as
absolutely.
Reverend B. Absolutely, absolutely. And it's just such a wonderful collection of individuals in reference to spirituality, light workers, cooks, wonderful programming, 24/7, you know. And it's just been an honor to be a part of it for so many years. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know we have Brenda Frazier. She does the Live to Thrive. She's someone I know who's in the St. Louis area, and I know that there is another lady, I think, who's bringing her show back, Maggie Holbeck. She had on that crystal clear coaching she was coaching people. Yeah, and then there was Reverend B. And I'm not sure if Tasha still has her show going, but she may or may not. And then I know you have yours. There's mine every Monday.
Yeah. What is so, you know, we're doing our best to get, you know, the website up. Reverend B's so busy and to give up the lineups, you know, of all these different programming. So just, you know, everybody out there, take a little bit of time, check it out. Go to greatergoodministryradio.com. Check out the different programming. And oh my gosh, if you can't get into a live show, go to the archives. You will be so pleasantly surprised at the different aspects of spirituality and healing. It is incredible. You know, Reverend B, she's got her crystal healing book, and she's got a little she's got a wonderful crystal shop where they make their own jewelry. Some of the most beautiful, affordable jewelry. And, you know, and to be honest, I'm going to tell you, a lot of those proceeds go straight back in to allowing people like Amanda and I and the other people on the programming to be able to stay on air. And this, you know, what we do, except for our personal bookings, is free. We do this because we care and love. And all we're looking forward to do with this stuff is to help people. That's called being a humanitarian, enlightening individuals. And I'm going to tell you, Amanda, you've had many, many calls, just like myself, where when a person's in peril or a person is happy, either way it goes, we're so happy to get happy calls. You know what I mean? The other day we just did a show together, and some of it was just super. I mean, to listen to people that are happy and healthy and balanced, that helps other people to be that way. But the people that call that, you know, they're a little down or they're in peril and need a little bit of direction, I mean, this is what we try to do. Amen on that one.
Yeah,
amen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that was a good show we did the other day, gal, by the way. We've done a lot of shows, but that was fun.
That was a pretty cool show that we did where we were having all these people on, and they had lots to share and lots to ask, you know, which is what we do a lot over here at Greater Good Ministry. And I know you do the same thing, you know, with your show and your information on the paranormal. And you're just so good at what you do. Do you have any particular events coming up that you'd like to announce or share?
Well, you know, personally, a lot of what I do in reference to the paranormal, you know, people sign papers. We try to be just as professional about it as possibly can. I can't share with you, but, you know, we do. We've got two investigations coming up here in North Florida. We just finished up three, and thank goodness, you know, the universe and God gave me a week. This way we could catch up on, you know, the evidence that we did catch. And you know, to sit down and really focus and over all the information that we did receive in reference to, you know, our equipment, the evidence that we did collect. And I'm very proud to have such a wonderful group up here that we're working with, educated individuals that take this stuff serious. I mean, you know, just because I'm a psychic and a psychic medium, I'm only as good as my team and the evidence that they collect. That's why it's so very important to me to be able to balance off of them. You know what I'm saying? Because we, nine times out of ten, you betcha, I'm only as good as the evidence that we get, and then we go parallel with it. There you go. But, you know, a lot of times I've got to tell people out there, it's not as bad as what they think. Spirit's everywhere. Spirit is everywhere.
And so what is it like when you go on a paranormal investigation? If you had to describe that to someone who was wondering what they could expect during your services?
All right. What we do is first we have them come over to www.golfcoastparanormal, fill out a contact form. Then we send them a list of questions, which is mandatory. And in this way, we get an idea of their mental health, what's going on in their life, the probability of a situation. We really do have to look it over. And once if it's found deemed that we're going to do this, usually Bob and I and another individual from our team will go to the location and just get a feel of the location this way, because if we do an investigation at a location, we need to make sure that none of our team will not be put in any kind of a harm's way. The foundation of the home, longitude, latitude, there's a lot into going into it, because we want ourselves safe and we want the client safe. And then if after that initial, we come back, we discuss it, and then when we go back, we take the team. We do three scoops through a location. We put down hot spots where I pick up hot spots. In other words, my clairvoyancy or intuition, or if I see a spirit standing in the corner, we just mark it. And whether I feel that it is inhuman or something that is going to harm somebody, I don't say nothing, but it's already put in a form. Because, I mean, everybody that works for us, or they don't work for us, everything we do is free in the paranormal. We've never charged for an investigation. Unless I really feel from the core of my heart that they're walking into danger, we keep some of the information separate, and they all agree about it. Because like these other individuals that come in, they are paranormal sensitive, but they're not clairvoyant, you know, and they're not psychics. They're going in there with equipment to see what they can pull up. And, you know, we do EVPs. That is electric voice phenomena. That is where they go in and they try to speak to see what is there. We have electronics. Oh, my gosh, what don't we have? I mean, we go in there with grids. We go in there with spirit boxes. For those that don't know what that is, it's a high-frequency thing, a device that spirit is able to communicate through. I don't do that. The white noise and me don't get along. It's just too pitching for me. It's just too pitching. But then, you know, after we go through three different sweeps, and that's a total of nine different people, each of them go through three different times. The reason for that is this way we're not contaminating any space. I mean, if you had, you know, nine people in there at one time and you hear a bump or you hear a giggle or, you know, you don't want nothing to interfere in what's going on. And it really cuts down on, contamination. Then at the end of the night, we take all that back to the, our office. Everybody collects themselves, and then we get on the evidence. Because, like I said, I'm only as good, and they're only as good. It's back and forth with us, and it's a very great arrangement. We'll prove what we can, disprove what we can't. We like to go in and debunk. You know, a lot of times, you know, you may have an owl sitting in a tree, a heavy old owl sitting in a tree, and it's scratching the top of your home. You know what I mean? It sounds like something's in the attic. I mean, squirrels living in the attic, squirrels living in the basement. Not everything's paranormal, no. But I'm going to tell you, I would say 75% of the places that I do go to, there is spirit in it. But people have also got to realize spirit is not going to harm us unless we absolutely mess with them. And that's the truth, you know. It's both worlds trying to live together, all these different dimensions. And, you know, and there's nothing sadder than a spirit or a ghost or an entity, energy that is stuck in our realm. There's nothing sadder as far as I'm concerned. And I do believe in prayer. I do believe in, you know, hey, because once they see me and I see them, it's like okie dokie. You know you can leave at any time you need to. They're just dead individuals. Yeah, they're dead individuals, and they need to know nothing to be afraid of. That the next place that they go to, the next dimension that they go to, some people call it heaven, some people, you know, there's so many different ways you could say this. But
oh yeah,
I want to tell you the majority of the time.
Where it goes, right? Because it won't necessarily just go to the light. It'll go where it needs to go, whether it's, you know, in the middle, in between, or wherever. But the point is that it goes where it needs to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, people say, can you come in and bless this house and banish all the ghosts out? No, you can't. You got to be just as reasonable as you possibly can when you go in a situation like that. You never want to offend. I do not believe in going in and being ugly to any form of spirit. Nothing. That's how people get hurt. You go in and you start bulking? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, majority of the residents and locations that we have investigated, if there's one spirit, energy, entity, ghost, whatever a person wants to say, there's more. There's a portal.
Yeah, and the portal brings very many. You know, there's always many, you know, many, many people coming.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many different. You've got your land spirits, you know, and I mean, early going when I first started out doing this, I mean, I learned the hard way. I mean, like 30 years ago when I had to, you live through experiences, and then I'm going to tell you, spirit will teach you in a quick, fast hurry. Don't mess with me. They will interact with you, but you've got to have respect. And you know that's part of being a humanitarian. People out there that think that they want to get into this kind of, you know, work, you better get educated and get it from the best people that you possibly can, whether it's somebody that's a shaman, especially if you're going to work with outside energies, you really need to go to the people where it's originated from. You know that, Amanda. Shamans.
Absolutely, because
when
you're not educated and you mess with something like that, you can mess with something that you're not aware of, and then it could do more damage than good. You know, your intention's good, but that's where you really need to explore and really look at something like that.
Absolutely. You know, Bob and I, we did a television show out of Aqua Marina up there on Okaloosa Island up here in Fort Walton Beach. And I'm going to tell you, me walking into it, I mean, here I think, okay, I'm healthy, I'm happy, I'm balanced, everything's cool. Within 20 minutes, I was holding on to a pole because it was an aqua marina. They had whales, they had sharks, they had big, huge, you know, tanks of water. I'm going to tell you, Amanda, and I was the first one to say, oh, I need to get out of this building. The energy, the spirits in there. It was just not human spirits. It was animal. I mean, it was just the highest collection of energy that I've ever experienced in my life. And as a matter of fact, I told Reverend B, Barbara DeDozier, the founder of Greater Good Ministry Radio, that if I ever get a call like that again, she's going to, I'll tag along. Mm-hmm. But something like that. You really need, you know, I needed the experience of it now that I know that, you know, I can't go in there and do that on my own, just one clairvoyant, one psychic. Oh, no. I learned the hard way, Amanda. Yep. Everybody out there's got different special talents and things like that. And the only way, as far as I'm concerned, is, I mean, I can read a book. And I'm going to get stuff out of that book that is necessary for me. The rest of it will fall away. But firsthand, teaching and knowledge, it doesn't get any better than that. I mean, you've been to, oh, my gosh, you've got so many certificates. Your education is just so high on the board. And that one, you know, the one-on-one or a small group educational tools that you go to when you work with your light work, You see where I'm going with this, Amanda? It's priceless.
I do, absolutely, yes.
Absolutely priceless. Absolutely, absolutely.
And important, because you always have to keep yourself educated in what you're doing all the time.
Yep. You know, people say to me, well, when is your second book coming out? When's the book coming out? And here's the truth. I've got notes. I mean, I've got more writings and notes than I know what to do with. But every day that I work in this field, I learn something new.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'd hate to have something in print that then you learn something different. I mean, I'm still kicking. I still got plenty of time, you know. but it's just it is cool. Do you have any festivals or anything coming up for you up there in Missouri this summer or spring?
Well, we do have some things that are coming up, I believe, in the spring. You know, we'll have the Spirit Seeker Expo, and I think we have a few others. And those will be fun, especially in the springtime when the weather's nice and you can get some good, you know, people to come out and see you through, you know, like when we have a couple that are outside. I think we have one in April called the Crystal Festival, and then Spirit Seeker, and then there's another one called Get Fit. So there's quite a few that are coming up.
Isn't that awesome? You know, these festivals last 1, 2, 3 days at a time. And you know, people ask me, are you going to be, you know, I think you asked me that the other day, or am I going to be doing any festivals and this, that, and the other? It depends on my schedule. Because I'm going to tell you, up in North Florida, I mean, they have them everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And to get back out on a circuit, that's hard work. I mean, that is extremely hard work. So I want to commend you for what you do up there in your area. You know, what's it been, 3-4 years since I've been up there in Missouri?
Oh, yeah. It's been a while, but I remember when you came down.
You know, the granite up there, you know, the minerals and the stones in your area, it was very hard on me. I don't know if we ever – I think we did talk about that. It really affected me. I mean, I was – ooh, it heightened me to a point where I said – one day I was so heightened because of it, the minerals in that location. Then the next day, I was very dull with my senses and not being used to that area. Even though I was raised in Iowa, it's the difference. A lot of people, you know, you have spiritual areas, and shamans will tell you that. You know, you can go to Colorado, you can go to different states, and your paranormal experiences will be so different because the stones, the minerals, the crystals, things like that in your area. I mean, the last time I went to see Reverend B, her house is so beautiful, immaculate, some of the most gorgeous stones you've ever seen. But I had to keep going outside because, I mean, I was just getting too hypered up. My senses were just going crazy. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can imagine.
And that's why I don't normally, as a rule, go into crystal shops. it's hard for me to wear a diamond.
The stones affect your energy, and you're just so sensitive. It would make sense.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okie dokie. Hey, how about if we go to a real quick commercial break, Amanda, then we can come back on and let everybody know about our specials again.
We will. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hey, I'm down here at your feet.
Wait, you're a basketball.
Yes, the basketball. The kids left me here a long time ago. Man, I miss flying through the air and hearing those shouts of joy. Could you give me a little air and remind the kids of how fun I still am?
Okay.
Great. Let's get bouncing.
As Native American parents and caregivers, our encouragement to healthy lifestyles for our kids is helping them get outside and play. Get ideas. Get involved. Get going at letsmove.gov/Indian Country. Brought to you by USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Hey, over here, behind the fence.
Huh? You? The bike?
Yeah, the bike. Here in the grass where the kids left me a while ago. Could you get the dust off my seat and remind the kids how fun I still am?
Okay. Oh, you are dusty.
I may need my spokes tightened too. Let's go.
As Native American parents and caregivers, our encouragement to healthy lifestyles.
Let me try.
Okay. Just remember what I showed you.
Yep. There was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Cultivate your spirituality with visionary practices of a higher nature, in your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy, Yusui Reiki, Amadeus Shamanic Healing, Karuna Reiki, Celtic Reiki, and many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. Attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable, very accessible, and very interesting. Go to http://empower-u-academy.org. That's empower-u-academy.org. Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting. Reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com. We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
Are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dow on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
Okay, everybody, and welcome back to WGGM Radio. I am your host, Amanda Dowell, and we have Tina Marie here. I'm going to bring her back on, and we're going to announce again how to get a hold of each other and go from there. Welcome back, Miss Tina.
Hey, thank you so very much. I so appreciated the unexpected call today, but I'm going to tell you, Amanda, at any time you ever anytime, it's a pleasure to work with you. So I appreciate you the call you gave me. Yeah, to get a hold of us, Amanda. Okay, Amanda's going to be doing the same specials that I'm doing this week. And it is $20, 20 minutes for $35, and 30 minutes for $50. And that's private session, you know, with Amanda or myself. If you need to get a hold of me to get a hold of Amanda, that's fine also. But how can, you know, you, that's over at www.misstina.com. Or now, how can people get a hold of you, Amanda?
They can email me at starwaya@hotmail.com. I'm over at Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L, or 301-748-1090. You know, those are like three different ways you can find me. And definitely check out Tina Marie's shows on Blog Talk and over at MissTina.com. She's amazing. And pleasure having you, Tina. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you, guys. And let me tell you, I'm praying the weather gets nicer up there in your area for everybody in all over the place, you know, all out through the United States. I've really took advantage of the beautiful weather here in Florida. All the windows are open, clothes on the line, and just I want everybody to have a beautiful, balanced week. And Amanda and I are here if you need us. Like she said, get a hold of her over there on Facebook. That's Amanda Dowell with one L.
All right. Thanks, Miss Tina. We'll see you next time, everybody. Blessings.
Absolutely.